It is February 15th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at education.johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Today we have a video from our Open Outcry Traders History Project featuring Tom Green, who has never been a trader. Green just celebrated 50 years on Wall Street by ringing the NYSE closing bell on January 31st, 2022. We interviewed him to talk about his long career that has spanned being a runner on the trading floor of the New York Cotton Exchange to running the trading floor there and becoming the NYCE president. From there, mergers with the Coffee, Sugar, Cocoa Exchange to create the New York Board of Trade, then to the Intercontinental Exchange, acquiring NYBOT, Green would help that transition, then eventually find his current role running the trading floor at the NYSE. He is a much loved and respected executive across the commodity and equity markets in New York, and we are honored to interview him for our video series. And by the way, NYSE President Lynn Martin says the NYSE trading floors are not going away anytime soon, according to a story in Yahoo Finance. So Green still has work to do. Hong Kong Exchange today set a new volume record for the MSCI China A50 Connect U.S. dollar index futures with a daily turnover surpassing 50,000 contracts, which translates to a notional value of $3.3 billion. The 2022 DTC Forum on March 8th at 8:30 a.m. virtual event is open for registration. The event speaker is Jennifer Peavy, Managing Director, Head of Strategy and Business Development, DTCC, who will speak on driving innovation with purpose. IMC announced it has been ranked 9th overall in the Australian Association of Graduate Employers, the highest-ranked trading firm. Quantigo is looking for an associate social media and communications to work in Eschborn, Hesse, Germany. The bomb has landed. Chuck Baum, a former fellow alumni of First American Discount Corporation, has joined Marex as a specialist. Chuck was most recently at ED&F Man. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. The video from the Open Outcry Traders History Project. Tom Green celebrates 50 years on Wall Street at NYSE. Tom Green wanted to be a civil servant, perhaps a fireman, when he was growing up. However, despite his best efforts, those jobs went to returning Vietnam veterans, so he chose a vocation working with electricity, but that did not get him too far. Eventually, a cousin on Wall Street suggested he come down there, and so began a career that has spawned 50 years, from his days as a runner on the New York Cotton Exchange to his role of vice president at the New York Stock Exchange today. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Reuters. Credit Suisse entities agree to settle lawsuit in U.S. for $81 million, court filing. Credit Suisse Group AG entities, among six defendants in a lawsuit originally filed by Iowa Public Employees Retirement System and other retirement associations, has agreed to pay $81 million, the first to agree to settle. The law firm Cohen, Milstein, Sellers & Toll PLLC said in a release. This first settlement agreement includes both an $81 million cash settlement payment and an obligation on the part of Credit Suisse to provide cooperation to plaintiffs in litigating and ultimately trying their case against the remaining defendants, lawyers for the plaintiffs said in a court filing late on Friday. My comment, this issue was central to the value proposition of One Chicago and single stock futures, and it shows how the game was played. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Super Bowl ad blitz tells Americans, stop worrying and just buy crypto. Firms including Coinbase and FTX made brazen call to consumers during the big game on Sunday. The commercials naturally left out all the financial risks. Firms that offer crypto products had a message for the American public during the Super Bowl. Ignore the haters and start buying. It was a bold call to action given that Bitcoin, the biggest digital asset, has tumbled about 40% from a recent record high in November. The Bloomberg Galaxy Crypto Index that tracks the value of a variety of cryptocurrencies has dropped nearly 17% this year. My comment, I wonder if I had run advertisements like that as a futures broker, whether I'd still have a license given the lack of disclosures or balance. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Citi's Jane Fraser, the first female CEO of a major U.S. bank, gets $22.5 million for 2021. Citigroup, Inc. awarded Chief Executive Officer Jane Fraser $22.5 million for her work in 2021 after she assumed the top job in February and helped guide the bank through regulatory hurdles. Fraser, 54, was granted stock awards totaling about $14.8 $2 million, a cash bonus of $6.35 million, and a $1.33 million salary, the New York-based bank said Monday in a filing. My comment, what happened to the magic 35 million number? Here's a story from Crane's editorial board. LaSalle Street needs a moonshot-style plan. The central core of the loop is losing its mojo as office tenants decamp for the gleaming office towers of Wacker Drive and beyond. So what's to become of the financial district? The mayor should coordinate a plan. You've heard the boiling frog analogy enough times that you get the gist. We humans tend to accept things that creep up on us slowly, and then one day we wake up and find ourselves in a bubbling cauldron. News reporting by Crane's Denny Ecker represents a boiling frog moment, where a long-standing simmer suddenly feels so much like a rolling boil. He reports that the owner of BMO Harris Bank's U.S. headquarters is handing over the keys to its lender, U.S.-based Union Bank. Union Bank, for its part, is now hoping to sell the nearly $191 million debt on the adjacent buildings at 115 South LaSalle Street and 111 West Monroe Street as its two premier tenants, the Chicago offices of BMO Harris as well as the law firm Chapman & Cutler, decamp to the recently completed BMO Tower next to Union Station. My comments, LaSalle Street needs more than a moonshot, it needs a new metaverse completely. Some tang is not going to cut it. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. The most clicked story in Monday's newsletter was the link for the FTX Super Bowl video featuring Larry David titled, "Don't Miss Out." The fear of missing out is a big driver in crypto, and now the rest of the world has been exposed to the sentiment. The second most clicked link was also a Super Bowl video, this one from Coinbase, of a QR code floating on a TV screen that crashed their website. "We're back up and okay," was their message. The third was the continued popularity of wine consumption by readers of JLN, with the story from Vine Pear titled, "We asked 11 sommeliers, what wine do you wish people ordered more?" Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. Regulators probe trading at Morgan Stanley, Goldman, other firms, SEC Justice Department investigate large share sales, communications between banks, hedge funds. From the Wall Street Journal. Federal investigators are probing the business of block trading on Wall Street, examining whether banks might have improperly tipped hedge fund clients in advance of large share sales, according to people familiar with the situation. The Securities and Exchange Commission sent subpoenas to firms including Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs, Inc., as well as several hedge funds, asking for trading records and information about the investors' communications with bankers. Some of the people said, the Justice Department is also investigating the matter, some of the people said. Here's another story, this one from AP. West mega drought worsens to driest in at least 1,200 years. The American West mega drought deepened so much last year that it is now the driest in at least 1,200 years and is a worst case climate change scenario playing out live, a new study finds. the dramatic drying in 2021, about as dry as 2002, and one of the driest years ever recorded for the region, pushed the 22-year drought past the previous record holder for mega droughts in the late 1500s, and shows no sign of easing in the near future, according to a study Monday in the Journal of Nature Climate Change. And lastly, a story from Bloomberg. Half of Wall Street staff may be back at their desks. After several false starts returning to the office, New York's bankers may finally be getting back to their desks, according to Bloomberg's Pret Index. Pret A Manger Limited's coffee and sandwich sales close to the downtown and midtown headquarters of financial firms, including JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and Citigroup, have risen in recent weeks to just under half of pre-pandemic levels, a sign that the areas are repopulating as banks begin recalling employees to the office. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the Daily John Lothian Newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.